This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
For our feature story of the week, we have a guest from City Hall with us, and I'm going to let you sign in, tell the audience your name and what you do for the city.
Well, thank you so much for having me. My name is Maz Buzurginia, and I am the Public Works Director and City Engineer for the City of Half Moon Bay.
The reason I wanted you to come in and have a visit is because it's no secret that cities across America are having problems financially, and Half Moon Bay certainly is in that category. Local governments are looking for ways to save money. You recently came up with some ideas. I believe that you made a presentation to the city council, and you had some ideas about where savings could be affected. Share that with our audience.
Sure, I'm happy to. So the city's budget, we have an annual budget, and that includes two different components. We have one piece that's the operating budget, which is basically your departmental budgets, human resources, city manager's office, public works, planning. Everybody has their own operating budget that calculates how much expenditures you have and how much money's coming in and kind of does that balancing on that front. Then we have another document that's pretty large that's tied to it, which is our capital improvement program. That document is intended to be two pieces. One, it's a tool for long-term planning for larger projects that may take multiple years to build. The operating budget's fiscal year. So you're talking about July 1 to June 30th. Whereas the capital budget for some capital projects, those could be several years that they would be in progress. Those types of larger investments are generally in the capital budget. And you're talking about new parks, major street reconstruction, new intersections, major repairs, things of that nature would be couched in the capital improvement program. And then, so you have a long-term five-year outlook, and you have a one-year budget that's associated with that capital program. And so what we've recently done I've recently presented the city's capital budget outlook to the city council, and that was not just the first iteration. We've had multiple conversations, which started early on in the process with the listening sessions that the city council usually holds beginning in the early part of the first of the calendar year over the first couple of months. And then in March, it culminates with a priority session, which the city council had as a public meeting during the daytime to just review and go over all the things that they've heard and try to organize a list of priorities that make sense for the next year. And one of the things from this past March was that we heard was this concept of going back to basics, which is essentially means really focusing on the core areas of infrastructure improvements in the capital budget, that really things that we have to do, things like repairing our sidewalks, making sure that we meet ADA compliance, doing street repairs, whether it's a slurry seal that's just kind of the coating on the top, or doing something more substantial when we have major potholes like reclamation, where you're basically removing the asphalt and putting in a new cleaner, better surface. And essentially what the focus was on going back to basis was really to focus more on those things and not so much on the potential high profile projects like a Carter Park or a Poplar Street, where you have a significant amount of investment in time and then you're looking at grant opportunities. A lot of the projects that we have in our CIP are actually grant funded.
By doing that, what kind of money savings would we be accomplishing? Or are we saying that we're going to actually just delay some of those projects and put them further out?
The idea would be that some of those bigger long-term projects would not be dated. We wouldn't have a date. Essentially, those long-term projects that would require some upfront capital to do some concept-level designs so that you would be competitive for a grant, we would put some of those on the side. while we wait for additional funding and resources to become more, a bit more readily available. Generally, there's not a lot of grant opportunities for concept level planning. So those are the kinds of things that we would likely do the upfront funding for. And then once you have an idea and a concept that can be conveyed to a grantor, like a state agency or the federal government, that the majority of our funding comes through regional sources as well as the state and the federal government. And so some of those projects would be on the side, and we would be focusing more on street repairs and repavement, addressing some of our utilities, doing repairs on our, continuing to do our repairs on sewer mains and things of that nature.
So how does this translate into savings or the budget?
So we had established a CIP list that was pretty exhaustive, and it had a lot of different things incorporated in there. We had things within a programmatic category, we called it, which was basically like an operating fund. It would be for, you know, medium-sized projects, things in the $30,000 to $100,000 range. And those programmatic categories would be operating similar to the operating budget, which is there's no carryover. So essentially, at the end of the fiscal year, if you whatever we spent was spent, if there was anything remaining, would go back to the original funding source, whether it was a special fund or the general fund. That was by project.
Now, when you talk about getting back to basics, I mean, it's amazing. I know myself, for example, as a resident of Half Moon Bay, it's the little things that mean a lot to people. You had mentioned street repairs, for example. You know, there are streets that still have either potholes or the pavement is very rough and, you know, you have extra wear and tear on your vehicle. It's amazing. It doesn't take much to make a car get out of alignment when you bounce around on some of these streets, not necessarily in Half Moon Bay, but, you know, throughout wherever you're driving, of course.
Right.
So to what degree does the populace have any input to that? In other words, let's say I live on a street that I think needs the city to look at, maybe make some repairs, smooth it out, make it a little bit easier to drive, not as bumpy. Does the city take that into consideration?
We do. We take multiple for street networks specifically, we take multiple factors into consideration. One is the type of street that it is. So a residential street versus a commercial street, somewhere where you're getting more box trucks, although with the amount of deliveries that some residentials get these days and the increase in electric vehicles, you're starting to see more wear and tear on residential roads too. But essentially, we look at all of our networks, and we have what's called a pavement condition index. That is a standardized practice in California where each street is rated based on their condition of the asphalt section. And as you can imagine, there's streets that are rated very high, and there's streets that are rated very low. A high-rated street is essentially a new street, something that's just been built. It hasn't had a lot of utility cuts coming in after the fact. You know, when we have development, somebody needs to put in a new water connection. You know, a lot of times they'll have to dig into the street, make that connection. And so everything that you do, whether it's the wear and tear or if you're doing construction in that street, all of that leads to a lower score over time. And in some cases, some streets, unfortunately, when they get to a certain point, they are in a position where any small improvement really isn't going to last more than 6 months. And in those cases, a lot of times you'll see some of the roads just kind of sit there and languish, and then that turns into more of a reconstruction project.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but from your perspective, as you look over all of our streets in the city of Half Moon Bay, how would you rate Half Moon Bay against other cities our size?
I would say we're about average. I've seen there's cities our size that have a little bit higher rating than we do, and there's some that are a little lower. If any of the viewers want to look up, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, that is what the MTC stands for, and that is the body that governs transportation funding through the 9 Bay Area counties in the Bay Area. And so that, if you look on their website, they actually have rankings of all the cities and all of the different cities as far as what their rankings are. I would say we're about average. We're in the middle. There's definitely areas where there's definitely municipalities that are higher rated. And a lot of times you look at that and try to determine how they are able to fund some of those things. Because there's one universal funding source for everybody, but that is limited to the population, which is the gas tax. So historically, the state of California has utilized gas tax as a way of funding street improvements. And then more recently, there was some additional funding approved through Senate Bill 1. So a lot of folks may see on some pavement projects, Caltrans in different municipalities, you'll see that little symbol SB1 on the construction sign. That's what they're talking about is SB1 funding.
Now, we're running out of time, but you say the next meeting is June
3rd at 7 p.m. is our next city council meeting. And right now, the proposed agenda is looking at a discussion on priorities and a review of our budget.
Now, as we end our interview, if a person wants to reach out to the city and make some recommendations for their neighborhoods concerning the streets that we just talked about, how would they go about that? Would they contact you? Is there one particular source they should go to?
We have our general public works email. It's publicworks@hmbcity.com. And if you reach out, if you send an email to that, that will come to the department, and multiple staff have access to that email account. So we will take any inquiries or concerns or requests through that. And we try to respond within 24 to 48 hours minimum at the maximum end. So we're happy to take any comments. We try to fit in the improvements as best we can. Obviously, with the limited funding sources, with gas tax being a small portion, we would be looking at additional funding sources to address more streets. So that's looking at general fund expenditures or other grant opportunities, which are harder to come by for street maintenance.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing these perspectives with us. We look forward to you continuing to come up with ideas in which we can use our money wisely and stretch those dollars as far as we can.
I'll do my best. Thanks for having me.
The Public Works Director for the City of Half Moon Bay, with ideas for saving precious operating dollars during a time of financial hardship. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And now we turn the spotlight on Cameron Palmer, host of KHMB Time Machine. This week, the dials are set to take us back 66 years. What was life like on the coastside in 1959? The answer in moments on your one and only community station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. This is 100.9 KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Senior men, this message is for you. Being well-groomed and socially attractive starts with a good haircut, and the hairstylist at Today's Haircuts are ready to help you look your best. Whether your style is classic, trendy, or somewhere in between, we are trained in all aspects of hairstyles. Wednesdays and Thursdays, seniors receive a $2 discount. Today's Haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 9 to 3. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street in Seaport Landing Center, next to the Ace Hardware in Half Moon Bay. Our phone number is 712-8191. 712-8191. Being well groomed, senior gentlemen, begins with a haircut at Today's Haircuts.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
59. We are now into May, with summer just around the corner. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archive of the Half Moon Bay Review, Farmer Dies Under Tractor. Edwin Fiesel, 56-year-old gentleman, farmer, and owner of Rancho Butano Pescadero, died when his tractor he was driving overturned into a creek, pinning him in 2 feet of water. Pillar Breakwater Project begins. Work has begun at Pillar Breakwater Project at Princeton, with the first rock being laid. The project should be completed in approximately 21 months. This timeline represents a speed up in a project which has originally anticipated to take 3 years. And the Farm Bureau Picnic Plan. The annual picnic of the Farm Bureau will be held on Sunday, June 7th, at Memorial Park near Pescadero. Tickets are $1 for adults, with children under 12 admitted for free. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I've noticed that many folks getting photo ops by the big ceramic pumpkin, well visible from Highway 1 by my pub and my hotel. There's this story there. In 1976, our family moved here and bought a home in Moss Beach built by local artist Dick Hazel, who entered his paintings in the very first Art and Pumpkin Festival over 50 years ago. His son Peter Hazel became an artist as well in several art mediums. He trended towards mosaic and sculptures, so decades later, I approached him and commissioned a huge ceramic pumpkin to be paraded and exhibited during the Pumpkin Festival. He rose to the occasion and came up with what has got to be the largest ceramic pumpkin in the world. Guinness Book of World Records, where are you? Come on down. Check it out. I got so much attention that Peter had been asked to do other creations for their towns with a motif that represents their area. One of his latest is an enormous octopus sculpture up near the Cliff House in San Francisco. Strange how we find a niche to fill. Keep calm and sculpture on. 1959. Unemployment problems eased to 5.5%. Alaska is admitted into the Union and became the 49th state. And when Hawaii is admitted, it becomes the 50th state. The Boeing 707 jetliner comes into service, and little girls love the Barbie dolls created by Ruth Handler and made by Mattel. Fidel Castro comes to power in Cuba. Meanwhile, NASA introduces America's first astronauts to the world, including John Glenn and Alan Shepard. What is it costing us to live in 1959? With an average wage of $5,000, a loaf of bread, 20 cents, a new car, $2,200, and the gas to keep it going down the road, get ready, 25 cents a gallon. Going to the movies, a ticket costs you $1. Popular movies include Ben-Hur, North by Northwest, and Some Like It Hot. In the music world, this artist had his first hit in 1956, and he's selling more gold and platinum records than any other male singer. With still another hit, here's Elvis, and I Need Your Love Tonight. Born in Los Angeles, raised in Tyler, Texas, this artist became popular doing novelty songs. This one lasts 18 weeks on the charts, 6 weeks at the number one and gold. Here's Johnny Horton and The Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire our muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it from down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week and another year, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Vinoteca Tasting Room and Shop on Main Street is blessed with a number of wonderful regulars who keep coming back. We decided to ask them, what is it about Vinoteca that you like so much?
I love it here. It's a really cozy vibe. I love the wines. In fact, I love it so much, I came back for my birthday party.
It's like home. It really is just like coming home, and everybody there treats me like family.
I love the friendly service and the great advice about wines I might not have ever tried before.
And now you can enjoy wine tasting in Vinoteca's comfortable environment 7 days a week. Monday through Sunday, we can help you find the perfect wine to drink tonight or for any special occasion. Planning a private event? Vinoteca has space available for meeting or private events. We're located at 330 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Visit us online at VinotecaHMB.com.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a sweet story I read by Eileen Mitchell about a beloved German shepherd named Marco. Marco was 3.5 years old when Lee Eisman and Jay Tenenbaum adopted him from the German Shepherd Rescue of Northern California. What was most appealing to the Oakland couple was that Marco's foster parents described their house guest as a dog with impeccable house manners. After completing the adoption application and a home inspection by the adoption counselor, Marco found his new forever home. Walking Marco became a daily routine that both Jay and I loved. Marco loved taking long walks throughout our neighborhood on the trails of the nearby East Bay Regional Parks. He also became the mascot of East Bay Moms, the organization I run for new moms. He trotted alongside us on our weekly hikes with the moms carrying their infants and toddlers in front carriers and backpacks. The kids loved him. When Marco was 9, he developed mild arthritis in one knee. It didn't slow him down much, but we became more careful building a ramp for him to get in and out of our sport utility vehicle and not letting him run too hard. At his annual senior exam at age 12, our vet assured us that Marco was in good health for a dog his age. But a few months later, he suddenly became lethargic, couldn't make it up the stairs, and refused to eat, so we brought him back to see the vet. He performed an ultrasound, followed by surgery, which confirmed that Marco had a tumor of the spleen, usually seen in older dogs, especially large breeds. The cancer had metastasized, and although Marco might bounce back temporarily, he didn't have long. We were devastated. Marco did rally for a few days, but it didn't last. One of my friends told me that when her dog was terminally ill, her vet told her to consider every additional day of his life a gift. We took her advice and made the most of our remaining time with Marco, enjoying short walks and letting him know how much he was loved. We considered his last 12 days as 12 precious gifts from him. We were grateful for every minute with our beautiful boy. In the midst of our grief, a friend shared that she had adopted another dog shortly after her dog died and encouraged me to do the same. She assured me that I wouldn't be replacing Marco, promising that the spirit of the former dog lives on in the new one. That's why, 1 week after Marco left us, we adopted another German Shepherd dog named Maisie. When I found Maisie on the rescue website, I felt that she was destined to join our family. She was the same age as Marco when we adopted him, and they also shared similar personality traits. Sometimes when Maisie is lying in a certain position, she even looks like Marco. She's a sweet and lovely girl who has indeed helped heal our hearts. I agree with my friend. Our new dog is not a replacement for Marco, but no dog could ever replace him. But his spirit lives on through Maisie, and now, when I remember my boy, I don't cry. Instead, I smile and I hold Maisie a little bit tighter. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
A Bay Area summertime tradition, it's time for the San Mateo County Fair. New this year is the Bayside 101 Music Festival, presented by the San Francisco Peninsula, May 30th and 31st. 2 days of local bands, guest DJs, drone light shows, and headliners like Everclear, Hoobastank, and Better Than Ezra. Plus, the fair has carnival rides, fun food, farm animals, and pig races. The San Mateo County Fair, May 30th through June 8th. Get discounted tickets at San Mateo County Fair.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Can walking faster add years to your life? Well, a new study out of England says yes, it actually will. Researchers at the University of Leicester have discovered a link between a person's walking pace and the rate at which they age. Specifically, a lifetime of brisk walking leads to longer telomeres. Telomeres are the protective caps at the end of your chromosomes, sort of like the plastic tabs on your shoelaces. Although they don't carry genetic information, telomeres play a vital role in keeping DNA stable. Scientists measure these caps to calculate a person's biological age. The longer the telomeres are, the younger a person is in terms of biological age, which can be much different from your chronological age, also known as your birthday. In an analysis of over 400,000 British adults from the UK Biobank, scientists found that a faster walking pace throughout life could lead to a person being 16 years younger in terms of biological age by the time they reach midlife. Importantly, the team found brisk walking alone, regardless of how much physical activity the person engages in, leads to longer telomeres. Walking faster may also prevent disease. More on this after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, and today we're talking about walking speed and life expectancy. Researchers explain that each time a cell divides, telomeres become shorter. At a certain point, telomeres get so short that the cell no longer divides. Although the link between telomere length and the disease is still unclear, researchers say the buildup of old and dying cells contributes to the development of age-related diseases and frailty. Previous studies have shown how walking can provide physical, mental, and social benefits. However, the team says that this is the first time researchers have compared walking speed with genetic data tied to longevity. Previous research on associations between walking pace, physical activity, and telomere length have been limited by inconsistent findings and a lack of high-quality data. This research uses genetic data to provide stronger evidence for the causal link between faster walking pace and longer telomere length. Data from wrist-worn wearable activity tracking devices used to measure habitual physical activity also supported the stronger role of habitual activity intensity, that is, faster walking, in relation to increased telomere length. This suggests measures such as a habitually slower walking speed are a simple way of identifying people at greater risk of chronic disease or unhealthy aging, and that activity intensity may play an important role in optimizing interventions. For example, in addition to increasing overall walking, those who were able to should aim to increase the number of steps completed in a given period of time. However, all this requires further investigation. But the early research is pointing to a quick walk around the block could add decades to your life. Leicester researchers have previously found that as little as 10 minutes of brisk walking each day can contribute to a longer life. These individuals had a life expectancy up to 20 years longer than their slower walking peers. The team in the study notes that they did not find a link between walking slower and telomere length growing shorter. While the researchers have previously shown that walking pace at a very brisk pace is a strong predictor of health status, they have not been able to confirm that adopting a brisk walking pace actually causes better health. In this study, they used information contained in people's genetic profiles to show that the faster walking pace is indeed likely to lead to a younger biological age as measured by telomere length. Until next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. This week we celebrate the Hawaiian Islands vibe of Landon McNamara. He comes to visit Old Princeton Landing on Wednesday, May 28th, 8 p.m. showtime. Doors open at 7. Go to OPLHMB.com for ticket information. Landon grew up on the north shore of Oahu and was raised in the pro surfing environment. His dad and uncle were pro surfers. He's a Ford model, big wave surfer, and talented musician. Growing up listening to Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley, what a span of music. Landon also cites his neighbor Jack Johnson as a musical influence, and he blends his own brand of reggae, rock and roll, and blues. Let's give you a taste of what you'll hear on Wednesday, May 28th at OPL. Lots of music today on Coastside Carousel. Here's Time to Waste, which boasts 18 million streams on Spotify. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Said all the people and places, they seem to change, but I remain the same. I got no job, no girl, no dollar to my name, and I won't wait in vain, 'cause I got a whole lot of love and time to waste. Got a whole lot of love and time to waste, yeah. Don't like to rush it, take it nice and slow. Finding happiness is my only goal. Don't really care to impress you. I just live my life and do those things I do. Family to remember my name, so no, I can't complain.
up late and rise up early to what the morning do. The sun is shining, so I'm on my way trying to find something new. Even when I'm lost, I'm knowing right where I'm going. Well, life's an ocean, ocean of emotions, and I'm just floating. Cause I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. Cause you know I'm in that deep, deep water, searching out for my getaway. Yes, I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. Cause you know I'm in that deep, deep water, searching out for my getaway. Ocean of emotions, better learn to swim. Got so many of them, gonna fall victim. Good riddance, cause y'all know it's all fun and games and fun. Until I utter fun and throw the world going down. So I learn to fly, then don't appreciate the life till it's time to die. Really, really wonder why we even try. For the pain, for the love, or just for the high. Cause I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. Cause you know I'm in that deep, deep water, searching out for my getaway. Yes, I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. Cause you know I'm in that deep, deep water, searching out for my getaway. Cause you know I'm in that deep water, and I gotta get away. Cause you know I'm in that deep water, searching out for my getaway to my higher place.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the Coastside and the out-of-town musicians who come here to play live. That's the song Deep Water with Landon McNamara, another one of his tracks with 19 million spins on Spotify. Can you imagine? Landon is a big wave surfer, Ford model, and reggae artist who hails from the north shore of Oahu. Yes, that's big wave country. Not unlike Mavericks here, right? I wonder if Brian Overfeld is going to take Landon out for a surf at Mavericks before the show on Wednesday, May 28th. Well, the water's a little colder, right, Landon? Go to OPLHMB.com for ticket information. I'm Mike Dale. Let's go back to Landon's debut album in 2016 with this track called Don't Go Away on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Those eyes on the horizon, like the incoming tide, feel that sensation rising. Take one more breath and then I'm on my way. Live my entire life up in the stony haze. Two, four moons, I'll be roaming free when nobody knows me. Alone or with the homies, 24/7 zone. I'll be going to realities you never know. See.
rumble through the jungle doing my own thing. Out in the valleys I hear them sing. Up in the stony hay, up in the stony hay. And so I spend my day out in the stony hay, out in the stony hay.
Try with you.
Be a great jam session at Old Princeton Landing on Wednesday, May 28th with Oahu artist Landon McNamara right there. This is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Great food and entertainment featuring open mic night and karaoke every week. I'm Mike Dale, and there's Jam With You, and before that, Don't Go Away with Landon McNamara. Let's squeeze in another song or two before we have to say goodbye for the show today. Here's Promised Thing, a song with lush harmonies and a happy, funky feel. It's Landon McNamara on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Just do what you do to make you happy, 'cause that's all that matters in the air. Focus on them bad and negatives now. No, 'cause that's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing. No, that's the only promised thing, my friend. Whoa, that's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing, my friend. Question to be asking, 'cause that's an everyday occurrence. Sitting on the porch watching all those bridges burning down, 'cause they only listen to everybody else, and I ain't even dissing you. I'm just saying, I hope you're having fun with those games you play. I ain't trying to be the richest man buried alive, and at my funeral don't even want my dearest friends to cry. Remember me for me, the crazy kid with funky flow. Don't tempt me with a good time, 'cause I promise you I know. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing. That's the only promised thing, my friend. 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 That's the only promised thing. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing, my friend. That's the only promised thing, my friend.
Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the Coastside and the out-of-town bands and musicians who come here to play live. There's the song Perfect with Landon McNamara, who brings his Hawaiian Island sound to OPL on Wednesday, May 28th. Get your tickets now at OPLHMB.com. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, many claim that the government is slowly eroding individual rights. It is true that rights which our founders considered unalienable, including what the Declaration of Independence called the right to life, have now become alienable and are bestowed or removed at the pleasure of government. What caused our once unalienable liberties to become so alienable? Thomas Jefferson accurately identified the root of this problem when he declared, "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath?" According to Thomas Jefferson, our rights will remain unalienable only so long as we understand that God and God alone is the author of our rights.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.